So maybe the refugee crisis isn't such a bad thing after all. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next couple of minutes, we'll explain why. Plus, we'll find out how God is redeeming the victims of human trafficking. But first, efforts are underway to shut Europe's doors to refugees. Denmark, along with other refugee destinations like Sweden, are passing laws aimed at stopping refugees from settling there. One of the latest measures involves confiscating valuables from refugees to pay for their stay. Andrew serves with E3 Partners in Europe. He says most of the refugees he's worked with aren't like what you hear described in the news.
Like a lot of us, when you're faced with just terrible circumstances, you're trying to get to a place where you can start a better life and you can find hope in this world.
E3 Partners is working with local believers to help refugees find a new home and a new hope in Europe.
We live in a time of unprecedented opportunity where God in His sovereignty and His providence, and looking at Acts 17, is choosing to allow these people to move into regions and into spheres where they're both receptive and accessible to the gospel for the very first time.
Starting in March, you can be part of it all. Learn how at our website. And while you're there, check out this next story too. According to Christian Aid Mission, God is on the move in Burma. Their national partners say close to 100 villagers in eastern Burma are now following Christ, despite a strict religion law. That law requires anyone who wants to leave Buddhism to be approved by the government. Nonetheless, 60 students are getting ready to share Christ door-to-door in their village. So would you keep them in your prayers? You're listening to Mission Network News. Our next two stories are connected. Did you know that human trafficking probably affects up to 27 million people around the globe? Well, Christians are trying to help solve the problem by getting in front of it with prevention. EFCA's Reach Global says Bulgaria is a source country for Europe. And right now, they're looking for one more team member to join the team in Sofia, the capital city, to connect churches, groups, and people who are also engaged in the fight. Sound like something you can do? Missionnews.org has the links. And roughly every 30 seconds, someone falls into slavery. And yet, not enough people know how to fight trafficking. Operation Mobilization's Tina Yeager has one way that women can advocate for women, the Freedom Climb.
We have 20 women going to Mount Kilimanjaro February 15th. They head out. The majority of the women are coming from Africa, but we do have a handful of women here from the U.S.
These women have committed to raising $10,000 for the ministry. Not in shape to climb? Not to worry. At missionnews.org, you'll find plenty of other ways you can help.
Our primary focus is prevention, and then we also have a development program, and we rescue and then we restore as well.
Above all, remember, this is a spiritual battle, so pray
that God would give our team divine wisdom and direction to really grow this. Our heart would be to free 1 million women in the next 10 years. And it's going to take a lot of us coming together to do that.
And finally, in the Kaoli slum in Nairobi, Kenya, the Candlelight School is gaining quite a reputation. Ronnie Rock shared more from Kenya.
Director Alice Fwai says the school's emphasis on educational excellence attracts both Christians and a growing number of Muslims.
Candlelight is a Christian school where our children also, we teach them how to be leaders. They go to the community and teach their parents about Christ, talk to their friends about Christ. We've seen Muslim children coming to our school and also parents being transformed and seeing good life in our community because of our Candlelight kids.
Alice says the emphasis on quality education is having an eternal impact as well.
There was a time where we were singing outside, then the Muslim parent came and said, from today on, I want my children to be coming to your crusades and to your church and sing with them because I've seen leadership in my child.
Learn about Candlelight School success by talking to our mission partner, Orphan Outreach. More details later in our broadcast. From Kenya, this is Ronnie Rock, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The emails feature all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.